Now, not only will he make you prosper financially, but he will keep you and your children well. Now then, another thing that's been happening since mama and daddy are back in the love walk where they're supposed to be, their children are now coming back into a love walk with mom and dad. And those rebellious daughters are turning around. Isn't that amazing how God does those kind of things? It's just amazing that we do not understand that anytime something happens to us, not only just sickness and disease, but your financial world, you know, everything. It's like I was talking to a gentleman a while ago after I told those stories about the finances and how the unforgiveness. He said he had a business that's never prospered. It just can't make it, you know, and he never realized the unforgiveness toward his uncle, unforgiveness toward his dad, unforgiveness toward all that was keeping him broke. Isn't that amazing? Now then, if you obey God and walk in love, did he said, if you obey my word and do what it says, whatever you put your hands to, I will make it prosper for you? Is that what the king said? So if we're not prospering, there's some kind of sin in our life, and we need to find out what that is. And we need to change, and we need to start asking God to bless us. And just like another young lady came up here a while ago, and she wanted to know, what is this? Do we have to call him Lord? You don't have to do anything. Dave, take me to that scripture in 1 Peter 3. And let's see what the Lord says here. And then you can make your decisions. 1 Peter 3. Look at what it says here. 1 Peter 3, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wife. Now then, instead of fussing and cussing at your husband if he's lost, what should you be? That gentle, sweet wife, right? Now I think of this one woman that come to a healing school when I taught these kind of things. We're going to go on down through that and see all this, but this woman came and she said, you know, Pastor, I'd never heard anybody preach these kind of things. But she said, when I got married 40 years ago, she said, I thought I married the most wonderful man in the world until we got married. And then I found out he was an alcoholic. And so she said, for the next 5 years, it was hell in our house. She said, I didn't know, but he hid that from me extremely well. But said, when we got married, he didn't even try to hide it no more. He's got me now, and I'm married. She said, he'd come in drunk. She said, there's times he'd be so drunk, he'd come in and crash in the bed. She said, I'd walk up there and look at him, and I'd say, you know, I ought to just take a butcher knife and kill him. But she said, the word of God says no murder has eternal life. So said, he ain't worth going to hell for. So she said, I am not going to kill him. Finally, one day, she said, God, I have done everything. I have done everything I know to do to this man for 5 years. So, Lord, I'm going to give him to you. If you can do something with him, you do it. She said, in 1 week, my husband got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And she said, the last 35 years of our 40 years have been bliss on earth. Isn't that amazing? When we turn it over to God, what can he do? It's like this young lady also asked me a while ago. She said, I got a scar on my leg. Do you think that God can take that scar off? I told her, absolutely not. I don't think he can take it off. I know he can take it off. You see? That's the way you got to learn to think. While they beheld your chaste conversation, coupled with fear. Verse 3 and 4. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. The hidden man of the heart. In that which is not corruptible, even the ornate of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Now then, when you find a woman that can meet this criteria, you've got a real woman. And there's not a lot of them outside of the church, I guarantee, and there's not even a lot of them in the church. But when you find one of these girls, you got a real jewel. Now then, let's go with verse 5 and 6. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Now then, when I think about knowing these things in the scriptures, I had a woman probably 70 years old came to me a few years ago, and she walked up to me after the Bible study and said, I want you to pray for my husband. I said, what's wrong with your husband? She said, my husband doesn't love me. How long have you been married to him? She said, 50 years. Been married to the same man 50 years, and you don't believe he loves you? No. I said, does he provide a nice home for you to live in? Oh, yeah, he's a good provider. He provides a nice house. I said, how about a car? Oh, yeah, he keeps me in a good car. Did he buy you clothes if you need them? Oh, he just lets me buy whatever I want to, you know, clothes. She said, I have said, I'm not in need. I said, honey, don't you realize that's the way your husband tells you he loves you? Now, see, women don't understand this about men. When men buy their wife a nice home and a nice car, he's trying to say, honey, I love you. But that's not the way the woman wants to hear it. The woman would like to have a nice car and a nice house and nice clothes. But what does the woman want to hear from that man?
She wants to hear it.
She wants to hear it. This is a normal woman. She wants to hear, I love you. Is that what you want to hear? And see, us guys, we're not made like that. Why does the woman always get her husband a birthday card? Why does the husband never get his wife a birthday card? We don't think about it. Oh, he does. Okay, praise the Lord. You got a good one. But see, so many men are not moved by those kind of things. In other words, if they never got a flower, it would never bother them. Yeah, never. But you got to stop and buy her one once in a while, right? Yeah. In fact, one day years ago, there was a lady over at the house visiting with my wife, and I just felt good that day, and I'm coming home, and I thought, I'll just pull it. In fact, I got stopped up at a light, and there was a little florist right there, and I thought, I'll just pull over there and buy my wife a dozen red roses and take them home to her today. So I pulled in there and got a dozen red roses and walked into the house and handed them to my wife, and she said, oh, what is this for? She said, it's not my birthday. It's not. So what is this for? I said, just because I love you. The other lady was there said, my husband never does nothing like this for me. So I got him in trouble, see. Do girls like it whenever? Oh, we love it. Listen over here. She's on to this. Girls love their husbands to tell them they love them. And just like this one up here said, she wants to hear it. And usually the way they want to hear it, they want to hear it with a guy holding them close, looking right in their eye. And a little kiss following. This is, you're the sweetest thing. I'm so glad I married you. You're the love of my life. Do you love to hear your husband tell you those kind of things? Yes, she does. And every woman loves that. You know? Do you know the way the men work? You know, God really didn't tell the woman. He told the man, husbands, love your wives. But he told the woman to respect your husband. He didn't tell you to love him. A man can live without love. A woman can't. It'll make her sick. She'll get down and sick. The man, he can go his whole life without love from his wife, and it won't make him sick. But if she does not respect him, and here, I'll give you an example. The wife has two or three girlfriends over at the house one day, and she calls her husband at work and says, the toilet quit working. So he comes home, and he said, well, I knew that little ball valve was bad in that thing, so I'll just get a new one. I'll put one in it when I get home this afternoon. So he walks in with his little sack of tools and parts. He's been by Home Depot or somewhere, and he walks in. His wife said, what do you got in that bag? He said, I'm going to fix the toilet. She said, oh, you can't fix nothing. You can't, you know, they know you might as well call a plumber. You know what she just did to her husband? She killed him. She just killed him. And next time she wants something and she tries to ask him for something, he says no. She don't understand why. He said no. She had no respect for her husband. You know, if it don't make it, whether you think he can or not. Whenever he's walking through there, especially if the two or three of your girlfriends there, and he says, I'm going to fix the toilet because you told me it's broke. And she'd look over them girls and say, you know, I got the best husband in the world. She just made his whole day. He'll fix that toilet. I don't care if it takes him 8 hours. He'll make that thing work. He may have to call in some outside help, but he'll make that thing work. Because she respected him. You know, that's why God told the wives to respect your husbands, but he told husbands to love their wife. The woman can live without respect from her husband, but she can't live without that love. She's got to have that man tell her regularly that he loves her. If you haven't done that lately, and of course, like I say, if most of you girls have never submitted to your husbands, and of course, Cheryl, my wife, after she learned these things, you know, she does this two different ways. Sometimes when she really loves me, you know, she comes up to me and she says, my Lord, I really love you. But then if I haven't done something just right, she walks up and says, Lord, I ain't too happy with you. Oh, so you see what I mean? We could have it both ways. You know, we can make, and of course the thing about it is, what we don't realize that when we get out of line with these things, it brings demons into our house, sickness and disease. Sickness and disease. When you get out of this love walk that God commanded us to love, if you haven't listened to the DVDs back there, Testimonies of Miraculous Healing, and you haven't seen Frank and Terry Lugenheim's testimony about how when they brought their three sons to me the first time years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, the two younger boys had allergies and asthmas and everything else, and the oldest boy was about 9 or 10, and he had had problem with his legs, and they said within another 6 months or so, he's going to be an invalid and riding in a wheelchair the rest of his life. When she came to me and heard about the ministry, she said, I want you to pray for my children and get them healed. I said, well, Terry, it's not quite that simple. I said, there's a sin somewhere, and we got to find the sin.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.